Hospitality. During your travels, you may find yourself invited to dinner in a Chinese home. Here are some customs which relate to hospitality and correct behavior as a dinner guest. It is both appropriate and polite to bring a small gift, such as a bottle of wine or a tea set. However, remember never to bring four of anything, as the number four,
四,
is considered unlucky because it is similar to the word meaning death.
四.
Also, a timepiece of any kind would be inappropriate, since the words
送钟,
meaning give clock are very similar to the words meaning attend someone's funeral. When greeting your host or hostess, you should bow slightly and say
你好,
a greeting which means you are good or you are well. A Chinese hello, therefore, is a well-wishing hello. One never says
你好吗?
Or how are you, which is used only by relatives or close friends as an expression of concern. As in the West, it's considered rude to immediately begin eating when served. Rather, you should wait until everyone has been seated and all of the dishes have been served. Once this has been done, it's customary for the host or hostess to say, eat rice, or
吃饭.
This is similar to such American expressions as dig in or enjoy your meal. After the host or hostess has greeted the guests in this way, they in turn may address one another using the same phrase.
吃饭.
Having been said all around, everyone begins to eat. At a more formal dinner party, you may hear the host and hostess greet the guests with the longer, more polite phrase,
各位请用饭.
Which means, everyone please eat rice. At this kind of occasion, a toast is frequently offered before the food is served. The person offering the toast could say,
干杯,
or dry the cup. Another common toast is
祝你健康,
meaning, I wish you health. When serving yourself during dinner, you will need to remember to serve yourself only those portions nearest you at the edge of the plate. It's considered rude to stir the food in any dish. If you have finished while others are still eating, you should say,
请慢用,
please slowly eat, meaning take your time, enjoy your dinner. After this, you can leave the table. When you are leaving the home of your host and hostess, they may say to you,
慢慢走.
This literally means slowly, slowly walk. And in this situation, it's like saying, have a safe trip home. Chinese festivals. Chinese New Year. Chinese festivals are based on the traditional lunar calendar. The Chinese New Year, known as the Spring Festival or
春节,
is the most important festival of the year and usually occurs between January 21st and February 19th, according to the Western solar calendar. The entire family is present, and a great deal of preparation is involved in cooking special foods which have a symbolic value. Dumplings
饺子,
are considered lucky and will be part of the northern Chinese meal, while a southern household will have a multi-course banquet with more meat served than usual. Fish balls represent a reunion, and eating turnip will bring good fortune. The traditional New Year's cake, made with sticky rice and brown sugar, is also eaten. The family stays up through the night to watch fireworks, which will scare away demons and bad luck. Households are brightly lit and fragrant with incense, which is burned in order to welcome the return of the gods that left heaven at the end of the previous year. Gifts such as paper money, tinfoil shapes, and fruit are prepared for New Year's Day. Pure and Bright Day. Another important festival is
清明,
or Pure and Bright Day, which is celebrated around April 5th. Families visit cemeteries to honor their ancestors and beautify their graves. As this festival occurs in spring, it is also a day for sporting contests, kite flying, and other outdoor activities. Dragon Boat Festival. The festival of
端午
is celebrated between late May and early June. The legend connected with this day has to do with the great ancient poet
屈原,
who lived more than 2,000 years ago in the kingdom of
Chu
in southern China. As legend has it, the poet was deeply patriotic and proposed to the ruler of
Chu
that only honest and able people should be employed by him, and not those who were his favorites.
屈原
was thereafter banished from
楚.
Upon learning that
楚
had fallen to a rival army, he threw himself into the
汨罗
river in
湖南
province. The people of
楚
rushed to the river to try to save him, but it was too late. They threw bamboo shafts filled with rice as a sacrifice to him, so that the fish would eat the rice and not the poet's body. So on this day, people throw rice dumplings into a river to recreate the sacrifice. It is also customary to eat
粽子,
a glutinous rice wrapped in reed leaves. Today, the celebration also includes dragon boat races to commemorate the people's poet. Dragons are regarded as supernatural creatures and symbols of good luck. Many weeks are spent creating elaborate dragon boats, which are similar to canoes. Teams then race the dragons to mark the festival of
端午,
Mid-Autumn Day. Mid-Autumn Day
中秋,
is the most important holiday after the Chinese New Year. Despite the name, it is celebrated in August, during that month's full moon. In Chinese culture, the full moon symbolizes completeness, perfection, reunion. On this day, people eat round moon cakes and fruits with a round shape, such as watermelons, oranges, or grapefruits. Traditionally, a person exchanges moon cakes with his or her friends, as well as other gifts. The gift of a moon cake has a ritual significance to the Chinese, which is similar to the exchange of Christmas gifts in the West.